I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wish I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. In case you're not aware, the college football championship will be decided Monday night. The Washington Post's Will Hobson recently co-authored an eye-popping 5-part series on how many bloated athletic programs at Power Five schools, UVA is among them, lose millions, often with students footing the bill. As someone who's a great admirer of good investigative journalism, I've stretched the Spark's purview a bit to talk with Mr. Hobson about what it's like to work on a big deal investigative sports series for a big deal paper. A bit of background. Will Hobson won a 2014 Pulitzer in local reporting for his series on the squalid housing conditions endured by Tampa's homeless population. So, with this in mind, I began our phone conversation by asking Will Hobson how he ended up as a Washington Post sports reporter.
It was kind of a combination of a few things and sort of happenstance. You know, I've always been a sports fan. I grew up outside Philadelphia.
One of those.
Right. We're delightful sports fans to get along with. Went to Phillies games and Eagles games with my dad as a child. And, you know, when I got into reporting, I did a little bit of sports writing out of college, but then I got into news, and I was a news reporter for the bulk of my young career. I'm still only in my early 30s. But it was always something that I was interested in, and the Post had an opening for a sports reporter, and the editor of the sports department here, Matt Vita, his background's in news. He worked as a foreign correspondent and then ran our national security coverage for a while, and he was looking for a sports reporter with a background in news, somebody who could write about things like athletes accused of crimes and the finances of big time college sports, where all those billions of dollars go. So that was a job that was out there, and it was one that interested me, and that's how I ended up here.
When you're reporting on sports and you're doing this deep investigative stuff, do you see yourself as reporting on sports as sports or sports as perhaps a metaphor for something else about society?
I mean, I think more the latter. It's partially because of my background. I don't have the background, the 5, 10, 15 years of knowledge covering sports where I can tell you after a football game happens, why a certain team won, what schematically they did that the opponent didn't do. I mean, my background is in news, so I'm more comfortable doing a deep dive on the finances of a college program or the criminal background or lack thereof of an athlete. And sports, it's like any other sector of society that we cover. It's like business, it's like entertainment, it's an important part of life. It sucks up a lot of money, it sucks up a lot of our attention, and I think it deserves the same journalistic focus that those other areas do.
So whose idea was it for the Washington Post to do a real dig into the shockingly big losses incurred by major college sports programs?
The idea basically was came from sort of a simple question, which is every year, no matter how much more money comes into college sports, the NCAA claims that the overwhelming majority of big-time college programs lose money. One of my editors and I were just, brainstorming potential subject areas that'd be worthy of, a deeper exploration for a project-type story, and money in college sports seemed like a ripe target.
Okay.
Given the number of lawsuits and the controversy currently generated by amateurism and the fact that schools make millions of dollars off sports and don't let athletes make any.
Yeah.
So the central question we wanted to answer was, how is that possible that most big time college programs still operate in the red, and where's all that money going then? And so we, you know, we did one introductory story about two programs that I think represent different ways you can lose a lot of money on sports. Auburn is a traditional football power, yes. And they make in excess of $100-$120 million a year. And in 2014, they operated with a deficit of about $17 million. And the way they did that is they spent it as quickly as it came in, if not more. In a decade, they hired a lot of people, and they built a lot of facilities. And when they went to a bowl game, they brought everyone and everyone's spouse for a week. So that's Auburn. And then and the other end of the spectrum is Rutgers University in New Jersey, a program that for years has been trying to keep up with programs like Auburn and has been jacking up student fees and taking money from the university to try to keep up. And they keep end up finishing even deeper in the red.
What's the key when you're doing a long, involved piece of research like this to keeping your end product, the story itself, fair?
An editor once told me, you know, you come up with stories as hunches, and to try to make them fair, you just try to report out the opposite of your hunch. And if the material you find is worthwhile and convincing and factual and matters, then include that in the story as well. We always give anyone we're writing about an opportunity to explain to us, you know, how the world they live in operates. And then, you know, we also have a number of backline editors whose job it is to work with me and make a piece of journalism, you know, as fair and as comprehensive as we can.
How do you actually go about compressing all of this stuff you've got into an article?
It's a really painful process every single time. It's never really any fun. Anyone who says they really enjoy writing is either a masochist or a liar, I think. There are some stories where you go through and in your head you think, well, this is definitely, that's how I want to lead the story and this is how I want to close it. At the end of the day, you really just need to go through your material, your 20, your 40, your 80, your 100, your 200 pages of notes, and take out things that you think that should go in the story, and just make a big document that starts off at maybe 20 or 30 pages of things that could go in the story, and then you just keep continually cutting down until eventually you got enough words for a sensible story that could fit in a newspaper.
What do you enjoy about this?
I mean, I enjoy reporting. I'm a curious person, so you know I enjoy coming up with a question and trying to answer it. And I do enjoy the overall process. It's a very painful process along the way, particularly when you get to this point where you have all the material and you're trying to figure out a way to make it make sense. I haven't found a more enjoyable way to make a living yet.
What in heaven's name made you agree to talk with me?
You asked kindly.
You'll find links to Will Hobson's 5-part Washington Post series detailing the extravagant spending of Power 5 college sports programs, including UVA's, on the Spark page at WMRA.org.